Hey, friends, welcome to another episode of our Bible Studies for Life Kids Training Podcast. Our goal, of course, is to give you, our listeners, support and confidence as you prepare to teach your preschoolers, kids, and preteens these powerful truths from God's Word. I am Kimba, and with me today are Landon and Jennifer.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, but everybody, thanks for coming today.
You know, we've been in a four-week unit on the birth of the early church. So far, we've talked about the first church that was formed in Acts 2, including Peter's first ever sermon he gives to the crowd. We've also discussed how the church worshiped together and spoke with boldness, even in the face of persecution. And finally, you know, last week, we brought into the mix the topic of leadership. Who are the leaders in the local church? We examined Acts chapter 6, where the disciples began to delegate the work. They asked God to help them choose more leaders to help in God's kingdom work.
Yeah, that's a great summary, Kimba. And, you know, it's a good setup for the topic this week. This is our last week for this unit. So leaders, it might be important and maybe even helpful to take some time to summarize with your kids what they've learned over the past month. Maybe ask them some review questions, see what they can remember, but also keep in mind, it might be a child's first time at your church and first time being with you guys during this unit. So recapping can be really important so that no one feels left out.
Yes, that's a really good idea, because this week we are expanding big time. So we're in Acts chapter 11, and we get to talk about how the early church is flourishing. And in fact, they're facing pretty intense persecution now. And in an attempt to escape the persecution, they travel to other places like Phoenicia, Cyprus, and of course, Antioch. So they share the gospel with people everywhere they go. And then there's more believers and more believers and more believers. And what we see in Antioch is that believers begin to tell people of other ethnic groups about Jesus. So many Greek people, for example, accepted God's good news, and they became what we know as our very first Christians. This is the first place we hear the term Christian.
You know, in thinking about this session, I can't help but consider all the good that comes from hardships the early church endured. You know, we all tend to think that hard things and pain equal bad, while easy things and joy equal good. But sometimes, however, God works in the midst of difficult circumstances like we see here. Leaders, it might be good to point out this truth to your kids.
Yeah, and it's, you know, really, it's only natural. We tend to avoid the harder path. I know I do. But God is present in that. Like, we're not alone whenever we go through these difficulties, and working kind of through them when things are hard and don't go our way. When we notice that God is still with us, that is the importance of our relationship. He never leaves us alone. He certainly did not leave the early church alone.
You know, speaking of hard things, leaders, you might want to take a little time to define some of the topics in this passage. For example, you might want to explain what persecution is. You can point out how when people share the gospel, not everyone is ready to accept it. Not everybody wants to hear it. Even today and around the world, God's message is sometimes met with gratitude and interest, and sometimes with severe persecution.
You know, that's so true. And you could also, you know, just mention places around the world where it's really harder to be a Christian. You can even talk about maybe missionaries that your church sponsors. This would be a great opportunity to, you know, maybe show pictures of missionaries that your church sponsors and just to tell about their lives, who may be in a difficult situation, a difficult place to share the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with older kids, another term you might want to define is the word prophecy. I love how in this passage they show Barnabas coming to Antioch and Saul coming to a man named Agabus. However, kind of through the power of the Holy Spirit, gets up and shares a prophecy that famine is coming to the land. And so, you know, don't leave them there without explaining some things. This would be a really helpful time for you to bring up that they may need to understand how God uses prophecy and prophets to guide his people. The real point of emphasis can be on how people so quickly respond to Agabus's statements.
You know, and I think it's important to realize or to point out that these Christians are not simply consumers, that they are precipitators. They share the gospel with others, and they also give to those in need.
And for our preschoolers and the littler ones, I think this is where we would spend most of our time. You know, the church in Antioch did a lot to help people. Verse 29 says, you know, each according to his ability. And many little ones want so badly to help. They want to help cook. They want to help do laundry. They want to help garden. And at this age, they're just so eager to be involved. So perhaps you can show the little kiddos the ways they can help in the local church, because everybody can help somehow.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I mean, you could even maybe have a preschooler come and kind of complete some kind of project, making like a little card or drawing for those at a nursing home, or thank you cards for a missionary that maybe your church sponsors. I think that'd mean a whole lot. But also, you know, there are so many different ways to personalize this lesson and practically apply it too.
You know, I think that that's true. It's such just at any age. I know last year when I was teaching preteen girls at Christmas time, we had the preteen girls make something for the widowed ladies in our church, and then they got to go deliver that. And so I think that that was a really neat way just to teach that they can be involved in church. So leaders, this just brings us to a close. I just encourage you, don't forget to look at the levels of biblical learning for your age group and just see how you can best teach that concept through this Bible story.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, leaders, thank you all for joining us this week. Next week, we're going to be taking on a whole new topic that goes all the way back to Genesis.
Yes, we are going to be looking at God as our creator. So, until next time, everyone.
Bye. Have a great week.